Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yo.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up? Spring has sprung, stylies.
Wow, finally.
Still, spring is springing. All everywhere you go. Are you getting out? Are you doing spring things?
All I've done is every day I go for a flower walk.
Yeah.
In a white tuxedo.
I drove past a patch of daisies, and I said, who's that over there? Mm-hmm. And it was Tim.
Yeah, and I was singing, I love the flowers.
I know you two are joking because you guys are very jokey guys. You like to be funny and fun around. Mm-hmm. But I think you two should go to Huntington Gardens.
Yeah.
Is it in bloom?
Bring in a little flask of something nice.
Oh.
Stop with that.
Get up there. See the thing. Come on. See the flowers.
The Huntington Gardens, one of the best places to bring a visitor to. You walk them around and say, hey, California, you're pretty beautiful, eh? But if you live here, it is kind of funny to just go there, you know? You just say,
well, sure. They've got museums, too. So if you like old stuff, they've got old scrolls. I think they've got some old Dickens scrolls or some.
Oh, nice.
Cool, you mean I can read this book standing up? Oh, neat.
Talk about something I would hate as a kid. Like, we're going to Huntington Gardens. We're looking at the flowers.
Yeah. I know. Ugh.
Oh, I care about Wolverine, not flowers.
Yeah, but Jeff, imagine how easily Wolverine could slash these down with his adamantium claws. Oh, cool.
I could imagine that for a few hours.
a few quiet hours. nice.
It's like worst looking at houses. Or go ahead.
No, you go.
Did your parents ever do that? Like, oh, we're going to take the long way home and look at houses. I'd be like, oh, this sucks. We have a house.
Oh, not look at them to like buy one?
No, just like look at them or like Christmas lights or something like that.
Oh, Christmas lights, I do that. I just
But even just houses they would look at.
I think my parents will just look at houses on a drive too. Look over there. Oh, that one.
Wow, imagine how much that is worth.
Ooh. What a beaut.
The bane of my existence when I was a kid was antiquing. My parents, we had a summer house in Vermont, and it would be like, hey, Tim, we're going looking for antiques. And to a kid, you're like, old stuff?
I want
the latest.
We want stuff with Mikey and Raph on it.
Man,
I want a new pair of pumps.
I went to the Americana with a friend of ours with a child, and the parents ran into another group of parents who they knew, and so they got to talking, and I felt rude just sort of like standing around being like, yeah, and it was the exact same feeling that you have like in the department store or the grocery store when your mom runs into somebody that you don't know, and you're like, oh, this is interminable.
That's so funny.
It is funny when that would happen, and you'd be like, can we go?
I'm like, wrap it up.
I used to, when my mom would take me to the grocery store, I would just go to the magazines and read, like, look at skateboarding magazines and Mad Magazine and stuff.
Perfect.
And it would be like, sometimes it would be like, she'd be doing like a lot of shopping so I get some good magazine time in.
Yeah. Look at the Playboys.
I'll be at the magazines. Oh, Jeff, they didn't have Playboy. The best you could do was a tattoo magazine.
That's true. At the department store, you know, I would hide in the coats. Like, you know, you find those, like, the trees of the thing and, like, hide in the display.
I feel like this happened to me a lot if I was in a place with my mom holding her hand, like when I was really little, like a freshman in high school. I would be walking with her. And then all of a sudden look up and be holding someone else's hand.
Yeah,
like I would take my hand off and just grab somebody else's hand.
No, that's not a relatable one, Mike. Nobody else did that.
Yeah, I was just out of touch. Out to lunch.
There's a funny thing where adults that have kids.
You've told me that before.
Adults that have kids are generally take part in like the parenting of kids in public. You know, like they'll just like help kids out or you see a kid. And
takes
like,
a village. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't do that. And I try to be nice to kids and everything. But I was in Las Vegas this weekend. And then I was at the buffet. And I was waiting in line. And behind me, there's a little girl, like, kind of rushing me a little bit. Like, as I was waiting to see what the next plate is. And she was like, "Is that pasta?" And I just didn't answer her. Get the fuck away from me. I'm like, what, your dad? Go talk to your dad.
Ask your dad what that is.
That's what you got to do. You got to ignore.
Yeah.
Where did you stay, Tim, in Vegas?
Mandalay Bay.
Ooh. On the strip. Yes?
You got to be right. Have you ever heard of someone going to Vegas and not staying on the strip?
I think it was a bad idea.
I think there's like, Jeff, we stayed at Jeff's like family's timeshare or something. Like it was like a
sure, but that was very close to this trip.
But there was, what's the thing, there's like a Hard Rock cafe, a Hard Rock hotel that's like off the strip, I think.
Yeah
It's like its own thing, but
that's not on the strip, the Hard Rock.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. How did it feel? Did you gamble at all?
I didn't gamble. I gambled with my life. I didn't gamble. But I was there with our friend Ben, and he lost $400.
Ooh, Benny boy.
You guys are food tourists, right?
We're food tourists, but he also was sort of like, he did the thing of like, took out $500 for the weekend and was like, that's a fun weekend of gambling. I won't be sad if I lose $500 over the course of a whole weekend.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
He didn't lose all of it. He lost 400 of it. So to him, he had a fun time.
Okay. Okay. Did you eat anywhere cool?
I ate at Michael's Gourmet Room. Table side, Cherry's Jubilee, flambéed. If you watch the Sloppy Boys Instagram, you saw a picture of there's a palate cleanser between the appetizers and the entrees, and they give you a little thing of fucking lemon sorbet, and then they poured champagne over it.
Nice.
You know I like pouring booze over my ice creams.
Yeah. And look, you got to do that. You can't go into the main course bringing in all that appetizer stuff.
No. You have to cleanse the palate.
Cleanse the palate.
Champagne on sorbet. Gag me with a spoon.
What's past is past. Bring on the main course, I say.
What I really like to do between courses is do a cleanse. I chug a lot of sea salt and I'm shitting for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
And then I'm like, bring me my sirloin.
remember when lemon juice and cayenne pepper cleanses were happening in LA?
People were doing those. People walking around, much like Borg culture, walking around with their gallons.
Oof. What that's was like it? All they it, could drink.
No, it was like four things. It was lemon juice, cayenne pepper. I want to say maple syrup. Is that crazy?
Ooh.
Honey? Maple syrup.
Or honey. Maybe honey. And then like one other thing.
Water.
And that's all you drank all day?
I think so.
And it was like, it was to lose weight? Or, yeah.
I think
right?
it's a whole what, body a reset. Cleanse, you do that for like 3 days, and then your body's like, reset.
Fine, I'll do it. I'll do it. It'll be part of my Hanford Gets Healthy. Jeff, how's the pump and iron going?
Good, baby.
Yeah, jacked
today,
by June.
Yeah, jacked by June. Today
let's
was
see,
chest.
Let's see your muscle. Oh, hey, all right. I've never seen you do that before, so I don't know. That's the barometer.
You did that like a six-year-old boy. I'm
see, that's
strong.
The thing with me. That's the thing with me. You're not going to see a before picture. Only after.
Only after.
So we won't know. We'll be like, good job, I guess.
And not also some compare. Other, just another housekeeping question. Have you guys seen Mario movie?
No.
No. I did.
Which is crazy to say for me, knowing me.
I know you like that Mario guy. I saw it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I don't know if it was, you know, I don't know. I think they'll make another one.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so. I don't, like, it didn't leave off in a way, but it just feels like it's going to make a ton of money and they'll make another one, right?
Sure. It kind of feels like, having not seen it, they didn't leave a lot in the hopper. They were like, okay, we're doing Mario, so that means we're also doing Donkey Kong and Mario Kart and a bunch of other stuff.
That's what I was.
Is there anything
the
left
time.
To do, Mike? Is there anything?
The whole time
left
I was
do?
Watching, I was like, "Well, we've got the bad guy and we've got the main people. Okay, maybe they won't."
Well, I think it's for us to decide, so we should come up with a decision.
That's true. I got a fucking eyelash in my eye. Great. Ugh.
Great.
Oh, great.
This is great.
Let's go. Can we
get
a fucking booze news while Please. Mike deals with himself?
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news. Hit it.
Come on. I haven't seen all night. What you doing after the movie?
Stop! What? Give me a beat!
Nasty Boy.
Nasty Boy is a nasty man.
Always ordered escargot.
You nasty boys.
Nasty Boy.
Nasty Boy is a nasty man.
I was thinking that someday he'll grow up to be
a nasty boy.
Can you believe I like liverwurst? Yeah, I love
Dude.
It.
Yeah, and a glass of snot.
Nasty boys.
Damn it, Janet. This is Booze News. We want proper talk and no clothing malfunctions, please.
It's good night from Channel 2.
Nasty Boy was sent to us by Tommy, a.k.a. Teenage Fan Sub on the Sloppy Boys Discord. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Tommy, he's on fire, huh?
Yeah,
we've
really
heard
is.
From him recently.
He's good.
That was a good one.
Good.
I love the evolution of Nasty Man. We group it together. It could be raunchy, pervy, improper talk, or it could be eating liver or escargot. Either way, you're a nasty boy, and you grew up to be a nasty man.
and also, nasty man can fly.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. No. That's wait, memory no. man.
Memory man. Memory man.
Memory man can fly.
Memory man can fly.
It's so weird they call him memory man.
That's the thing about him.
What's his two powers? Well, he's got a good memory and he can fly. Oh, he's memory man.
You know, another thing, just talking about powers and that sort of thing. Have you seen Casino Royale, the Bond movie with all the poker in it?
Like the Daniel Craig one?
The Craig.
What movie?
Casino Royale.
Yes.
I've
yes.
seen the scene where he orders a Vesper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We talked about it on the pod. Yeah. It's a good movie. Mads Mikkelsen is the villain. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know that dude from Another Round. But he plays a lot of villains. Not the least of which is this fella. And they do that thing in Bond movies or like they tell you in screenwriting, like give your villain a limp or an eye patch or something. Like make him stand out. And Bond movies are like particularly on the nose about like his thing is this. The Mads Mikkelsen's character bleeds from his eye. Whoa. Like he cries blood. That happens once or twice. But then also he has an inhaler.
Cool.
It's like
two hooks.
Like the crying blood wasn't enough. He needs an inhaler.
He's got asthma.
When we finally make the Sloppy Boys movie, which will be kind of a big budget studio type of film, honestly, not film because it's just crap. It's for the masses. It's going to be one of these big popcorn movies.
It's going to be part of the Super Mario universe.
Yeah,
I like that.
It would be great if if we have a villain in every scene, we reveal a new gimmick for him.
Well, he can fly
right.
too.
We meet him, the villain.
He
memory
can fly
man.
Higher than he can fly higher than Memory Man.
And look at as he's flying, he's being a bit of a nasty boy.
Ooh. Oh, a nasty boy!
What's he doing up there? He's eating escargot up there. Oh,
oh fuck. All right, do we have any actual booze news?
Okay.
We must.
Well, I wanted to do something a little different around here for booze news today.
Oh, great.
We got an email from a slophead, Dave.
Ferguson?
I wish. Slabhead Dave, oh, okay. with the subject line "missed connection," and oh. I thought that this could be a good thing to read on the pod.
Ooh,
here we go.
Yeah,
greetings, boys. Long time listener, first time writer here. I have a special Sloppy Boys experience I would like to share with y'all that has been weighing on me over the last year.
Okay. Way away.
Let me set the scene. I've flown into Atlanta on a whim to catch recent friends of the pod, King Giz and the Liz Wiz, at Shaky Knees Music Fest. I like these friends that they're friends of the pod because we mentioned them. This was a last minute trip planned the day before, but I found out I could stay for free at the Hilton with my friends who were attending the simultaneous music experience Sweetwater 420 Fest. Okay, Dave, right, let's get on to it. He says, yada, 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 not much to say, except the hotel is popping when I arrive early Saturday afternoon. Get to the room. My friends bail to go to 420 Fest. As I'm changing, getting ready, what do I hear echoing through the adjourning door of the hotel room but the Sloppy Boys' discussion of Dave and Buster's?
Cool.
A classic episode that can only be listened to if you're a fellow patron of the pod.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our Patreon, folks. Yes, and he says, T, quickly. Wait. No, I skipped a line there. Here he goes. I remember hearing the part where Timmy K's boisterous voice is commenting on his procurement of a Long Island iced tea. Quickly, I've got a glass to the door, trying to listen in. I immediately hit the Discord to find out what my fellow slopheads would do in a situation like this. The responses begin flowing in with answers like, slip a note under the door that says, what is up? Some people said, why knock when you can knack? Knack. I was losing my mind to have come into such close contact of a slophead in the wild, blaring the Patreon episode loud and proud throughout the hotel. Unfortunately, it sounded like their hotel mate had returned and I was unable to make their acquaintance. Looking back, I should have knocked and introduced myself, but I couldn't believe to hear the fella's voice coming through the wall on such a chance encounter. As the day went on, many people chimed in on Discord saying they were at Shaky Knees or I saw other members posting about being there. However, no one came forward to say that they were the ones listening in their hotel room.
Hmm.
My small slophead community in Jacks, Florida, have discussed it multiple times over the year and felt like it was time to write you guys to inform me of your guys' reach.
Ah.
As well as hope the individual who is listening may hear this and come forth. Cheers and slop on. Here's what I say, guys. What should you, in this scenario, I feel like there should be a slophead thing that you do to meet, to encounter each other.
Oh, like, yes. like a call.
Secret handshake.
Like
thing,
a call, Ray. Like a bird call.
Right, right. How about cuckoo? How about like the call of the wild bird, the yellow bird?
Well, that's
the call
good.
Of the yellow bird. Climb up that yellow bird tree.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
You got to have yourself. Here's what you do. Slopheads all over the world. Go to the ocean and find yourself a nice big conch shell. Carry it with you. So when you hear somebody else listening to the pod, you can go.
Just assume if you see someone with a conch shell, that could be
probably a slop head.
Yeah, so carry one around everywhere you go.
So this guy, that's a weird thing to do. Like, could you just knock on the door? Because it is a pretty tight-knit, small community.
He should have knocked.
Well, if the knock was... like us to a Sloppy Boys beat that someone would notice, you know, da dum dum da dum dum.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that would be the thing. Is like pull up a song or pull up another episode of the podcast, and then you start blaring it. So and maybe they notice it. This dude is in a hotel, and next door a beautiful woman is listening to the blowout.
Yes,
and he doesn't even knock.
I think he just wants to see who it was. I don't think it was a romantic connection.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a beautiful woman next door.
Oh, I see.
And this was a misconnection of romance, Mike.
Okay. Wait, what is this? I'm looking in the email here. There's an email from Kathy Ireland saying that she was... greetings, gents. I wanted to say to you good fellows, I was taking a sudsy shower recently. And well, as I made my way to my sudsy ass, oh my God. The guy next door chickened out of saying hi to me. Oh.
I heard the sound of a glass against
mystery
the wall.
Solved.
See, if you were like, if you went up, if you heard like someone playing U2 and you were a U2 fan, you couldn't just go out, knock on and be like, hey, I'm a U2 fan too, because there's like so many U2 fans. But if you were like just a Sloppy Boys fan, you heard that would be like, whoa, I don't hear this anywhere.
Right.
Yep.
I think you could knock on the door there and say, hey. But per his request, yes, if you were at the 420 Fest or whatever, listening in a hotel, or Hilton Gizzard. Hotel.
Well, yeah, call what was him. The name of the hotel? We should just call that out. What's the name of the hotel?
It was a Hilton in Atlanta.
A Hilton.
All right, Atlanta, around the time of the 420 Fest or the Gizzard Lizard Wizard
Shaky
Fest.
Knees Music Fest or Sweetwater 420 Fest.
If that's you, dear listener, write us and say, I'm the guy / beautiful woman.
And stop say, that. Let us know what part of your body you were sudsing.
Stop that too.
I was sudsing one of my big balls and one of my protruding nipples.
Okay.
All right. Well, you've taken a nice thing and ruined it, both of you.
Well, I'm a nasty boy.
Yeah, nasty boy is the nasty man treatment.
All right.
Nasty boy, you'll be a nasty man soon.
Nasty man.
Okay, enough.
Yeah.
Is that it for Booze News?
Enough, Z-nuff.
Wrap it up.
That's it for Booze News.
Doc Man?
The Kong Man himself.
Ooh, beedle-deedle-deedle.
King.
King Kong. All right, well. Today, what are we talking about? Oh, fuck. I just remembered I forgot to buy the garnish for the drink.
The garnish!
That doesn't make me happy. The fucking garnish! Well, I walked into the supermarket. I was like, give me a fucking garnish! I'm making a Russian spring punch. And then I got lost in the cereals.
Then they go, Russian spring punch garnishes. Those are aisle 5. And then you go, it's all Russian spring punch garnishes.
Yeah, all different brands of spring punch. Okay, so we're talking about the Russian spring punch. You had?
Not had, not heard.
Not heard.
Same. This is a IBA. This is an IBA thing. And it is one of these ones where we're getting to the end of the list, and now we're making Russian punches, I guess.
Tying up loose ends. And here's the thing. You mean to tell me that we looked at the IBA list for weeks and weeks looking for spring drinks, and we missed Russian spring punch?
Well, I think that first word threw us off.
True.
Yeah.
Russian.
True.
This is going to be, I'm looking up what?
It's weird that they have all four seasons there. I thought it was just winter.
Interesting. Hold on. Before we go any further, I need to look up what category this is. I think it's a new era drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, new era drink. Okay. This one actually has a pretty cool story about how it came to be.
Nice.
So this was created in the 1980s by Dick Bradsell. Didn't we deal with him recently?
Yeah, we did.
He invented the Bramble. He invented the espresso martini. We said he's kind of the Harry Craddock of the 1980s.
And that's right. And he's not a party boy. He's more of a buttoned-up boy.
He's a Dapper Dan.
Dapper Dan.
Now, he made this in the 80s, and it conforms to the punch formula of 1 sweet, 2 sour, 3 strong, 4 weak, except in most of the weak, usually people have soda or juice.
Yeah.
He replaced the weak here with champagne.
Nice.
Ooh,
so it's going to pack a little bit of a punch. Basically, what he did, let me tell you what's in it first so the story makes more sense. 25 milliliters vodka.
Okay.
Okay.
Love that.
25 milliliters fresh joie de lemon.
You have to say lemon juice. Somebody lemon might juice. Be listening for the first time. They don't know all this stuff. They don't know
lemon juice.
Nasty
they don't know French.
15 milliliters crème de cassis. More French. 10 milliliters sugar syrup. And top up with sparkling wine, a.k.a. champagne. Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker, except the sparkling wine. Shake well with ice, strain into a chilled tall tumbler glass filled with ice, and top up with sparkling wine. Garnish with blackberries and optionally a lemon slice as well. So pretty simple to make. I feel like this is going to be, the pictures I've seen, they're in those kind of tall, Remember, have you ever seen those beard glasses that are like really tall, kind of vase-like?
Sure.
Kind of like those.
I've seen them.
I've seen them. Well, anyway, so here's what happened. Here's how it got created. Dick Bradsell, in the 80s, he had some friends who wanted to have a party. Yeah, it's fine. Everyone can do that.
Can't blame them.
Relatable.
Can't blame them. But they didn't have a huge drink budget. So what Bradsell did, he said, he's going to make like the base, basically what I said, except for the champagne. I'm going to make that and put it in glasses all over the bar. Everyone has to bring their own champagne and just top off those things. And that can be their drink. So if you want to have a really good drink, you bring good champagne. If you don't, you bring bad champagne. So it's, I think that's kind of a fun way of doing a party too. I kind of like
Do you think
that.
Some people are in the mood for a bad drink and they go looking for bad champagne?
You want to have well, a bad you drink. Kind of put it like, it's on you if you want to have a high quality drink or not. And then, so basically people did that and they had a lot of fun. And let's see, he said it was in this little article, it was lethal, that thing. We had people falling down the stairs and dancing around with wild abandon.
Nice.
It's called the Russian Spring Punch because it has vodka in it, which is Russian, and it's a Collins or a Fizz, which is a spring drink.
Nice.
I like that. And I like that it has a story.
Cut and dry.
And we know it's there.
Well-named drink. Russian because it's vodka, spring because it's Collins, and punch because it follows the punch rules. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Dick Bradsell, you're one hell of a guy.
Get over here, you little rascal.
He's good, and I like the story of how it came together.
Damn.
It seems like a fun party.
Let me ask you this. What'd you guys do for creme de cassis? Or is it creme de cassis? Cassis?
I say cassis.
Yeah. Where's that pronunciation guy when you need him?
I also say joie de lemon. I got creme de cassis.
Yeah, I got creme de cassis. Also, I'll sound out the brand when we come back because it's very French.
Mine's Lloyd's.
Oh, okay. Well, folks at home, we're going to go prep these drinks. Why don't you take a gander at the ads, unless you sub to the Patreon doing the ad-free stuff. And we will be right back.
Nice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts, piss me off on a daily basis. I've got, it's weighing me down. What am I going to do? That, of course, is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Now we're back with Russian Spring Punches.
Look at that garnish, Jefferson.
Yeah, I did good. Blackberry, lemon rind, blackberry, lemon rind, blackberry.
Alternating.
Mm-hmm. Well, so mine is going to look a little different than Jeff's.
looks, the bottom half of a beer glass.
Bottom half of a beer glass. I didn't have a good glass for it. And
but no ice?
It says no ice, doesn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait a minute. Glass filled with ice.
Oh, I fucked this up too. Why did I not read that? What the fuck? Yeah.
Folks,
add ice.
You got to have ice. You want it cold, don't you?
I fucked up the drink.
You want a warm punch? Come on.
Jeff, what type of glass did you use?
Hurricane, just because I had one.
That's good because it says tall tumbler glass and their picture is like a pedestaled glass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got a snifter.
Yeah, why don't you go throw some ice in there?
I'll put some ice in there.
You want to enjoy it. Yeah.
Jeff, you riff while we get ice.
Oh, great.
So I don't think I'm going to enjoy this drink.
But that's a hell of an attitude to have.
Well, I don't like champagne, you know that. But I do like creme de cassis. As I was pouring it out, I was like, oh, yeah, this is that thick cough syrupy stuff.
I got a little pissed off that... So what did we say? Creme de cassis is a French black currant liqueur. Yes. And you're telling me I'm a guy who's got creme de mour already in my house, not to mention raspberry syrup already in my house.
Tim. Right. Tim, well, this is the curse of spring is sprung. You need all that weird shit, slightly different.
When we were doing a creme de mour drink, it said it was okay to get creme de cassis.
That's Yeah, you're right.
So I got creme de cassis.
But you look at the thing, and it's a different berry. Read it in weed.
Yeah, I feel like the thing.
Dijon. Ooh, you got a Dijon there.
Remember,
some mustard in here? What's going
on? The summer of 2022 was all about like pouring things into beer bottles, making spaghettis and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like 2023 is going to be about having a bottle of like blackberry or black raspberry liqueur around and topping up all your little drinks with it. Oh, I'm having champagne. Really? No, I'll put a splash of this, splash of that.
Do you think that for real or just what? Because we've been doing it lately. Like,
I think that for real.
Wow. Have you been seeing that happen?
No, but I mean, think about it.
Yeah, think about it. We're tip of the spear for culture, you know?
That's true. That's very true.
The other day, you know, because I've been making so many brambles, I took a little creme de mour and I read the back and it said, hey, you could also put a little of this on ice or in some club soda or some champagne. And I said, I have one of those little champagnes. I'm going to try that.
Nice.
So now I'm going to be comparing this directly to a creme de mour and champagne.
I don't think we've had anyone submit any pictures or videos of their Bramble Ramble yet, have we?
We had a couple.
Pim's Cup on your Bramble Ramble. We have?
Oh, yeah. On Instagram, there have been a couple. That's true.
Oh.
But hey, check out. So, Tim, this is the one we got, and I split it with you earlier today. Laritier Guyot.
Beautiful.
Laritier Guyot.
Good looking label.
Guyot.
I got this at Top Line Wine and Spirits in Glendale. The woman was very helpful.
Hell yeah.
She said, if you're using it for mixing, you're going to want to get this or this other kind. And this looked more French, so I got it.
Well, I don't know if you guys can hear dark. This, but out Deep. In the stairwell in my apartment building right now, somebody's got a guitar, and they're like... probably recording themselves.
Are they playing Sloppy Boys songs? And she
No. She's playing some, I think an original. I don't recognize it, but she's probably using the acoustics in the hallway. Nice. This whole apartment building is full of artists.
Yeah, it's a place to come to get inspired, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The building is a muse.
You open the front door and it's just billows of pot smoke coming out the front. Oof. All right, hey, we should probably sip these.
Yeah, let's take some sips and then we'll
sips.
Get back to the chit chat. Ooh. I added quite a bit of champagne to fill the glass. That was maybe.
Yeah, that was.
Maybe an error.
No, that's why I did halfway. And then I added the ice. That's why it's all the way up. Yes. Okay. I can give you my assessment right now.
No, Mike, no, don't you don't.
Don't you don't. Don't you
now,
damn
Mike
well do that.
Doesn't like champagne, so this the cards are stacked against this drink for Michael.
Yep.
I would say pretty. I understand why Dick Bradzell said people got all fucked up at this party, because much like, remember we did the French 75?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they hit us kind of hard because we're like, oh, you're thinking of this like it's a mimosa or something because it's kind of brunchy, but it's cocktail that has champagne in it. So same thing with this. Like this is sweet. This is a lot of taste. This is a lot.
It's not champagne and fruit juice. It's champagne and liquor.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you can't really taste the liquor at all. I couldn't taste jack shit in here.
I maybe wouldn't need to have this simple syrup in here with this creme de cassis is very sweet.
I don't even mind that.
I would like top this with soda and make it more spritzy or something. It's a little intense.
Look at this. I got one of these little champagnes.
I got exactly that. The La Marca 3-pack.
It's like not a... But there was even an even smaller one. This is a 375 milliliter.
I got the super small, yeah.
Yeah. So I will drink this whole thing by the end of the night, but I won't enjoy it as much as I would, say, gin and tonic or a something.
Or a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right. Or filling a old boot with fucking
seawater.
Seawater. And vodka.
What's the scene what's a David Lynch movie where it's like Pabst Blue Ribbon,
Blue Velvet,
is that Dennis Hopper?
Yeah,
and what's the context?
Oh God, it's really funny too. he offers him a beer, and he's like, "What do you got?" And the guy's like, "Heineken," and he goes, "Heineken, fuck that shit, Pabst Blue Ribbon," in like the most intense Dennis Hoppery way. It's great.
I think I've seen that movie, but like half of it when I was too early in me trying to give a movie like that a chance. I was like, I don't get this. See ya.
Ooh, it's fucked up.
I know,
dude. I did a lot of that too, where I was probably like 15 when I was like, I'm a little movie fan. And then I read like books about movies. So then I'd be like picking out these cool indie movies or international movies.
Sure. Buffalo 66.
Sure. And in that era, I mean, that's when that connected with me. But I feel like a lot of that stuff I was watching at that time, it was like, I'm picking up a book that's telling me what are the best movies to watch, but I'm 15. And I don't think I've experienced enough of film to then watch David Lynch and see how it was different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you've barely, you know, you're just falling into the Meet Joe Black realm at that age.
Right. Exactly. Oh, my Meet Joe Black era.
You got to excuse him. He's in his Meet Joe Black era.
Isn't that a funny thing? Like, maybe we've talked about this before, but when you're a kid, you accept things. You're like, hey, there's this new movie, Meet Joe Black. And then you're like,
it's out in the theaters.
I hear it's really long and it's got Brad Pitt in it. And then now you'd be like, what is this, Meet Joe Black? Sounds long. Stupid. Yeah. And then to find out that I never watched the whole movie. I watched the end and it was preposterous. But it's sort of a dumb movie, probably. And it's just so funny that when you're a kid, you're just like,
You take it all as a given. You're like, oh, a movie.
Yeah.
A new movie descended from the heavens. Perfect.
Yeah, they wouldn't have made it if it wasn't intentional.
It wasn't the best thing ever. I remember a lot of like movies I would see, like Joe Black would be like, Oh, well, let's see. It's out, and it's playing at a time when my mom will take me to the movie theater. So, yeah, that's the movie I want to see, yeah. Meet Joe Black.
Man, I remember my friends, Keith Carson, listening, probably.
Hey, Keith, what up?
He was like, the first movie I saw that was like a movie, like a kind of a serious movie, like a drama with my friends,
yeah.
Was American Beauty in theaters. I was junior or senior in high school. And up to that point, everything I saw had sort of like a genre bent to it,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I like monsters and spaceships and stupid shit. And this was like my...
And Mega Man.
And don't forget Mega Man. But like, this was like my high school buddies being like, we're going to go see American Beauty. And odd, but it was the first time I sat down. I was like, wow, we're just watching... I'm here with the boys watching a movie about a guy in the suburbs jacking off in the shower, smoking weed. And we all loved it. I mean, American Beauty's a great... it probably hasn't aged very well, especially... The Kevin Spacey aspect, but that was like the first movie I saw that didn't have like an alien in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
It had a bag.
It's so funny to think of kids watching that. And I remember my parents not wanting me to see it, which was rare. They didn't really police that stuff too closely. But I remember them being like, don't go seeing that American Beauty movie. And they must have heard.
It calls out our whole way of life.
Me and your father. But it's like, so then, you know, I probably went and watched Fight Club instead, or like, I literally, yeah. Like, I
remember, just as dangerous.
Not subversive at all, Fight Club, yes.
I remember one day being real young and being like, hey, mom, can you bring me and Sal to the mall? We want to see a movie. And it's opening night of Boogie Nights. And she was like, yep, drove us to the mall. We watched opening night of Boogie Nights. She picked us up, brought us home. And then the next day she was like, what movie did you say you saw last night? And we're like, Boogie Nights. She's like, I just heard some of the people talking about this movie. And she found out it was a porno movie and she had driven us there.
Oh, sure. Gotcha.
Gotcha, mom.
You got one past the goalie on that one, T.
Gotcha, mom. I saw a fake dick.
And real breasts.
Yeah.
So did your father. What?
Man, that's such a funny one, because that's another one that I saw, like, I think I saw that on like a DVD in my bedroom or something like that. Like, talk about a movie that starts fun and then gets super dark super fast. Mm-hmm. That and Requiem for a Dream. They start off and they're so fun loving, and then by the end of it, it's like, it's harrowing. Like, you're not getting away with something when you watch Boogie Nights as a 15-year-old. Like, that's
no.
You're having a very emotional experience. Yeah,
you're hurting yourself.
It was amazing. Damn. It blew me away. I don't think I had seen a real movie.
Oh, Tim, did you see any shows when you were in Vegas? Did I ask that already?
Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Lost Wages.
This past week.
You know what? I actually saw not a show per se, but there were shows there. I went to Lost Spirits, which is a rum distillery in Las Vegas off the Strip.
Yeah.
And they did this cool... You been there, Jay?
No, but that rings a bell. Why do I know it?
Yeah. Well, it's a popular rum company, but they turned their distillery into like an experience where you go and like you pay for a ticket that's good for 5 rum tastings, and they have these very like good like syrupy rums.
Ooh, that sounds
but
good.
You're walking around in the dark, and it's got kind of a tiki pirate-ish almost vibe to it. But then, like, there's, like, 5 different performance areas. So you're like, this is our pineapple rum. You're like, okay, thank you. And then you walk into a room and there's, like, a burlesque show going on. It's, like, halfway. You're like, whoa. And then you walk over and you're like, this rum is 120 proof. And you're like, okay, thank you. And then you look and you're like, ah, there's a contortionist doing a show over here. And you're kind of, and then there's all these different themes. And so it had kind of, like, a Meow Wolf vibe.
Do you ever turn a corner and there's just a guy doing something normal?
I turned a corner. I was in the men's room, and I walk around the corner and there was a guy peeing.
That's a good palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Here's a man that's tucking in his shirt.
Doesn't have to all be contortionists and sexy ladies.
Right. Not everyone needs to wear booby tassels, Tim.
Yeah. If I had things my way, they would, but it's we should do a music video where the three of us have, tasseled pasties on our nipples and they're circling, and the three of us are walking down the street with spinning tassels.
Yeah,
everyone's going to
Mike. You got to picture them spinning.
You know, I get it.
You
know? I get it.
No, they're not. They're not just. They're not just hanging low there.
Yeah. Well, or sometimes we walk slow and they're just sort of penduluming back and forth.
Oh yeah, that's kind of cool.
What if we use them? We took off like tails from Sonic and Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Sonic and Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. But we fly
looks like
backwards.
This Russian punch is working
because the tails are in front. We fly backwards.
Right. Ah, yes. Good.
Hmm.
That sounds good to me. I'm down. I am so down for that.
Okay. Look, let's just take a few more concerted sips.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough to sip. It's mine's got a real
not
sour
for me.
Taste.
Not for me.
It.
It's getting easier to sip, actually, Mike. I'm coming around. Ooh, Tim is grimacing.
I wish my cubes were doing more melting or something.
Yeah.
This is essentially enough taste for two drinks in one drink. Mm-hmm. I would pour this out into two glasses, and then I would get my club soda. I'd top them off. Then I would have a nice spring spritz.
Mm. It's sweet tarts. It's the sweet tart drink. Two tart.
Yep.
What would you change?
Ooh. Well, hold on, Mike. We simply aren't there yet. How do you fix? How do you fix? It needs fixing, doesn't it?
Well, I think that goes along with the how do you change.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, fuck. I am feeling tipsy. How about that?
Yeah, geez.
Hey, tipsy. Here's my qualm is when they say top up, they're leaving it up to human error, right? And this didn't give it an amount of champers,
nope.
Did it? No.
Nope. And so if it gave you a standard glass, yeah. They'd tell you, but it doesn't.
It didn't. So me not knowing the correct glass, the correct amount of ice or whatever, I don't know if I'm drinking what Dick Bradsell intended, but mm-hmm. I know what I'm drinking is quite sweet and quite strong and quite, it feels like you took a couple of cocktails and you boiled them down in a beaker into mm-hmm. one.
Well, this is something I should have mentioned earlier. Dick Bradsell says many springs ago, I conceived the Russian Spring Punch, which is basically a spiked Kir Royal over ice.
K-I-R?
K-I-R, which I think yeah. is,
that's on the list. That's one of the loose ends we got to wrap up.
So
that's
what we the IBA that list week. Has a Kir, K-I-R, that's white wine with creme de cassis.
What's a Royale? What's the difference? Oh, wait, we can talk about it next week.
Royale
next
is
week.
With...
cheese.
with the... A Kir is white wine with creme de cassis. A Kir Royale is champagne with creme de cassis.
All right. What would you fix for real? We got to go to
what
break.
What would you change? I would not put champagne in here.
I got a little bit left. See? I got my little bottle of La Marca.
Yeah.
I'm going to make another round. I'm going to use it up, but I'm going to really just do club soda. I got some club soda, and I think that's going to be the way to go.
I got a lot of champagne left here. Oh, boy.
I would 86 the simple syrup probably. I would use club soda instead of champagne. I would drink a Bramble instead.
Yeah, no shit. Yep. And take it on a Bramble ramble. Don't sit at home and do it.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, Tim. I was drinking right out of the bottle of the Leverettier Guyot. And it says once open, keep the bottle in the refrigerator to preserve the fruit freshness. I wouldn't have done that unless I read the fine print.
No.
So you got to do it too.
Oh, I don't want to, though.
You need to. Make room in the fridge.
Must. You must.
All right, folks. We're going to make a second round. And when we come back, final thoughts.
Ooh.
Love it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
And we're back with round two. Here I go. Still a no.
Ooh, what were your adjustments again?
I did less champagne. And I thought I had club soda. I didn't. Luckily, I had Berry LaCroix. So I put in some. I figured that works. Still Berry. Ooh, it's difficult. What a tricky drink. It gives me pause.
Yes. Well, remember P-A-W-S? Last week.
P-A-W-S?
Last week we did the
fucking dog.
The Clover Club, we added vermouth to and it tastes better.
Yeah.
Do that.
Was that during Vermouth Month?
That was the end tail end of Vermouth Month. Last week,
you guys want to see my tweaks to the Russian Spring Punch?
Tweak of the week, yeah, sure.
Ooh, a tweak freak.
There's what I did on round two. Just champagne. A glass of champagne. The rest
in
of my Clovel
in a flute. Flute. Nice,
because it's gonna go flat. I gotta drink it tonight. I don't want to have another tart, tangy, sweet, wangy.
I know. I think I'm gonna probably end up drinking the rest of this champagne as well, even though I don't love it.
Yep. Well, let's wind into some final thoughts, huh?
Okay. Here's my final thought. No, never again.
Yeah.
Not happening. Not gonna that.
Mm-hmm. Would it be prudent, though?
Would not be prudent in this juncture.
I think this is an okay drink, but slopheads, you can skip this one.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Skip it or sip it?
Skip it.
This is skip.
Skip or skip. Yeah, I would say fucking... I mean, this is heightened by the fact that we've just had the Bramble and the Clover Club, right? So we've been having similar drinks that are better. But I would say Dick Bradsell, even the Sultan of Swing, Babe Ruth himself, has a big whiff every once in a while.
Sure.
And you whiffed. And to you, I say, you blew it. You've sullied your name. And I'm going to hold it against you. And I'm going to hold a grudge. This is a do not order again. This drink is too much taste for me.
This is a type of drink where I would go into a bar and I saw that they had these ingredients. I would take the bottles and dump them down the drain so no one could have this.
So no one can have, wow.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to suffer this. What you just said about the drinks we've been having. So we're all new to creme de cassis with our recent drinks. And so I've tasted drinks that I like with that flavor. And now I'm tasting this that I don't like. So it's like, oh, I know what creme de cassis can do. And this ain't it.
So wait, you had it? Because I've had creme de mûr and I've had raspberry syrup. You were using, and I've had Chambord.
I was using creme de cassis for whatever we needed more creme de more.
And so, and you also used it for the one we did. We need Chambord yet?
No, we didn't need it.
We didn't need it
okay. For last week's. I don't believe.
Copy.
So Dick Bradsell, is that his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
He made the Bramble.
Did he ever?
And this drink. Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how Darren Aronofsky made both The Wrestler and The Whale. Crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm.
But here's a fatal flaw of ours that we're not taking into account. Dick had a very fun idea for a party, right? People, they're coming in and just the punch is made and then you're adding the champagne. It is fun to be serving a communal cocktail and then people are topping up off their own champagne bottle. Yeah. Let's say people are walking around with their champagne bottle in their hand. Hey, what type of champagne do you have? Oh, I don't know. What type of champagne do you have? Hey, want to come back to my place? I would love that. I actually love you.
Yeah. What type of champagne are you drinking? Oh, only the best. Ooh.
Ooh, why don't you come here for a little
Oh, jeez. Jeff, end this now.
That's them drinking
you
champagne,
are a nasty
Mike.
Nasty boy. God.
That's them drinking champagne.
End this now.
All right.
End this now.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, why don't you trot on over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and get the real thing. The real show that we really care about.
Yeah.
It's called The Sloppy Boys Blowout. It's called The Blowout.
It's called The Blowout. Check it out, will you?
It's called The Blowout, man. It's so cool, and you got to check out because it's called.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, why don't you blow it out your ass?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, if you don't like it, blow it out your ass.
Yeah, grab a toilet paper and blow.
What are we talking about this week on that blowout? Best cheesy song.
Best cheesy song.
Yeah, we talked about like, guilty pleasure. Like, what's your best guilty pleasure song? But I think best cheesy song is a good, that's better.
That's better. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good.
It's better. It's butter.
So drop out.
Wait, did
in.
You say best?
Best cheesy song, yeah.
Huh? I'll sideline this with you guys.
Ultimate?
So.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
But best implies it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sure what does cheesy mean? So maybe the best of cheesy is bad.
Oh, were you thinking cheesiest song? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on the blower.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
let's hop on over to the blower.
All right, see you over there, folks.
Where things really go down.
Yeah, folks, get off this fucking stupid free show where we talk about dumb shit and plop down the $5.
Or 10.
Hey, some people do 100. If you want to skip the ads. Jesus Christ.
Some people do 100.
Folks, we'll see you next week.
Hey, Raymond, you get enough beer for Ben, too. What kind of beer do you like?
Heineken.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!